let's turn it back to the age of 30. Raise your hands if that was a good year. My next guest, well, experiencing the year as she speaks. Author, entrepreneur, and more. Her second book is out, Hope Alcaser, 30 Things Before 30 is what we discuss. And hint, it's not just for women under 30. There we are. Good that you are back, Hope. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Let's talk about your journey. First of all, you have ties to West Michigan?
I do. I moved here when I was 11, went to Grand Valley State, and stayed here till I was 25.
So where'd you go after 25?
I moved to New York City. I spent the last 4 years there and getting ready to head back to the Midwest.
Where are you going to the Midwest?
I'm moving to Chicago, currently in the process of doing that, so it's exciting.
So the Midwest beckons you back. Will you still wear your author hat?
I'm hoping so. I'm gonna enjoy the next year. Two books in a year is quite a bit, so I'm gonna kind of enjoy and ride that success and take it from there.
Great, congratulations! Your first book was that 242-page chick lit novel that moved women across the country with your fictional novel Where Hope Lies: Truthful Lessons of Love and Empowerment. But let's spend time on your latest 30 Things Before 30, Hope. Why was the book written?
Well, as I was interviewing all last year for Where Hope Lies, a lot of the audience members and people just interviewing me, they were pulling out the lessons of the fictional book that revolved around empowerment, you know, self-love, body image, things that I didn't even realize were in the book, but just the characters were dealing with throughout the story. And it made me think, what if I took these lessons that all these women are hanging on to and trying to connect to across the country and turned it into an advice book? And so this next book is 30 Things Before 30 is nonfiction. And each chapter is a different lesson that I've learned the hard way along the way. And they're not super long chapters at all. They're kind of micro chapters because I feel like a lot of times some self-help books, they go hard on one point to the point where it's kind of too much and overkill. And so it's just designed to be like that lighthearted read that, hey, you've got this, and here are some lessons I've learned to get there.
But it's not just for women under 30.
It's not. And I think the title, I guess that could be misleading, but you know, these are 30 lessons that I just turned 30. I'm still working on. I'm working through them. I don't have necessarily the answers, but this is what I'm working on to get there. And I feel like a lot of women in their 30s and maybe even 40s can kind of glean those lessons. Maybe they missed it along the way, or maybe those resources weren't there when they were 30. So I'm hoping that it can inspire women after 30 as well.
Again, 30 Things Before 30 in chapter form, yet easy reading and more. Let's choose a couple. I always like to choose with the first chapter, Never Beg for Love.
Yeah, Never Beg for Love is one of the most heartfelt chapters in there. It was after I dealt with my ex-fiance leaving and just that whole pain. And now looking back, almost embarrassing steps I took to try to get him back. And then I see my friends do similar things, you know, across their relationships. And it's just a reminder that you should never have to beg someone to validate your love in existence. You know, you should know. So that was a heartfelt one that's hit a lot of hearts across the way.
All right, I don't know if I'm ready to follow chapter 12, but stop saying yes.
You know something, Shelley, like being in New York, there's so many events constantly. It's like, hey, will you come to this? Will you come to this? And my first inclination for the first couple of years moving was yes. And then I look at my schedule and I'm double, triple booked. And that just caused stress and anxiety. And you don't have to say yes to everything. You can prioritize and you can make some time for you. And that's something I've learned to help battle my anxiety and feeling overloaded and overwhelmed. Yes.
What about the 30 Things Before 30, be selfish?
Yeah, that kind of throws you off guard, right? But yeah. I truly believe that if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to take care of others. And I feel like if you come to the table with a glass half full, you're not going to be able to fill others' tank and others' glasses. And so it's just, I think that's an important reminder. It sounds kind of harsh right off the bat, but if we don't take care of ourselves, how are we going to help others for the long term? You know, this is a marathon, not a sprint.
College isn't for everyone, you say.
I truly believe that, which I'm sure is ironic being on WDV Radio where I went to college. But I believe that everyone has a different style. Our life journey is not similar to anyone else's, and that doesn't mean that you need to go get a four-year degree. Maybe you were meant to do something more creatively driven. Maybe you have learning issues that prevent you from making college a success. And I don't believe that in the business world or any other professional world, your mark or your worth should be made by what is hanging on the wall.
What's another thing you'd like to share?
Another thing I love to share is the chapter two. It's not about the pounds. Mm-hmm. And this one has hit home because I've struggled with multiple eating disorders. Mm-hmm. And even now, in this day of social media, we're across all of these social accounts that try to help you get a better you and lose weight in 30 days. And mm-hmm. it doesn't work for everyone. There's not a magic plan to lose that weight. And it's not mm-hmm. about the number on the scale. It's what works for you, what fits you, what makes you feel healthy in all forms. Mentally, physically, spiritually, psychologically. And I just think we put too much emphasis on the number on the scale.
Yes. Your last tip, your last thing. You're failing if you're not even trying. Tell me about this.
That one was written, and I knew that was going to be the last one, the most important one. That one is dedicated to my brother. It speaks to him, his accident. I'm sure West Michigan remembers, he was paralyzed waist down 4 years ago and is now making the miraculous recovery to walk again. And if Luke never tried to take those steps, if he listened to the doctors that told him he would have to remain in the chair, he would not be walking now. He pushed those boundaries and tried anyway. Even if he was, you know, he knew he may fail, but he tried anyway. And here we are. He's walking with braces now.
Again, other things, including find a mentor. Mental health is a thing. Stop being so readily available.
Yes. Working on that one myself. You know, these are lessons, Shelley, that I think a lot of women already know. I think we've been told these things, but sometimes it just takes that best friend, that mentor, that confidant to squeeze your hand from across the table and say, you've got this, and don't forget what you know, and you have everything you need to make it in this world within you. And these are kind of just 30 different reminders and just kind of helpful lessons to kind of get there.
Awesome. Man, what are you going to do what are you going to write when you're 40?
I have no idea. I have 10 years to figure that one out.
Well, two books in 1 year. You're sailing. Hope, what will you see yourself doing in Chicago?
So I left my full-time job, and I've relaunched my company that I had, which is a digital media firm. I've rebranded it. It was formerly known as HA Studios, and now it's Wonder Woman Media. And it is all digital media and marketing services, working with Michigan clients, Chicago clients, and remote clients around the world. And just enjoying that, I'm part of several women's societies focused around entrepreneurship, so dedicating my time to that. And just enjoying that bitter cold.
Across the pond, it's not easier, but where we choose to live. 30 Things Before 30 is your latest release. Hope, how do we find that more information?
So you can go to Amazon and just type in 30 Things Before 30, or you can go to, and it's available in paperback and on Kindle, or you can go to www.tb30.com.
You don't owe anyone an explanation. Cut the cord. Set boundaries. Yes, I'm going to read these. Some of these were not accomplished before 30. Hope Alcocer, thank you very much. That's Alcocer, author of 30 Things Before 30. Take care.